Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, Alan, we've been doing this show for approaching 30 years?
25 years or so.
I think it's a little longer than that. Anyway, and from the very beginning of time, when you and I first started doing wine stuff together back at Sisson's in the day, Zinfandel has always been one of your absolute favorite wines.
Oh, absolutely. This is such a great wine. And I often wonder, Hugh, if they grew Zinfandel in the Rhone Valley, if it wouldn't like have a worldwide following.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Zinfandel is to wine what a jazz is to music. It's our own American invention.
Okay.
And I think it's just a great wine. And what's really nice, Hugh, is that you don't have to spend an awful lot to get some really good wine.
That is very true.
I'm going to prove it.
Okay.
First one I tried was Hayes Valley Zinfandel from the Central Valley in California, 2019. This is only $15. And this is a good all-purpose Zin. It's good as an everyday spicy red. The aroma is fresh and reminiscent of cherry jam, spice, and woody briar. And on the palate, the wine shows good acidity, bearing up a fruity mouthful of wine. The aromas seem to repeat in the flavor, which is cool. And you get the same succulent cherries, you get spices, you get that woody briar. And this is what I would call a good all-day-long informal Zin. You know, you have pizza and burgers and all that, you know.
It's always nice to have a bottle like that.
Yeah,
to pull.
$15. Hayes Valley is really worth the price. Bogle Vineyards, which is, you know, one of my value favorites across the board.
They've been good for years.
They have indeed. They have an old vine Zin from California, 2019, only $15. Now, old vine, which means vines that are 50 years or more, generally implies depth of flavor, a powerful aroma, and great concentration. And this old vine, Zin from Bogle, it checks all those boxes. The fragrance was so powerful. I was sitting on my back deck, poured the glass, honeybees started to swarm it. I kid you not.
They were just trying to catch a buzz.
I had to shoo them away. But it was really, really lovely. It was very powerful. It featured spice and vanilla and a touch of cedar, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
On the palate, it was very smooth, very rich, very full body. There was a nice sting of acid and tannin in the finish, which was very long and pleasant. So once again, there was this interplay of the dark fruit and the bright spices throughout the nose and the aroma. Really delicious. That's Bogle Old Vine Zin. Painted Fields, Old Vine Zin from the Sierra Foothills, great Zin country, 2019, a little more pricey at $23. This is a very graceful Zin with what I would call flowing fruity flavors, very modest tannin, and a pleasant lashing of oak. The aroma leads with woody bramble and follows up with black cherries and a good dollop of pepper. The fruit is sweet, and it floats above this oaky, brambly flavor. That, of course, is the wood influence.
Right.
And the texture is just silky smooth. The finish is long and tapering. Just a lovely, gracious wine. Perfect for Saturday night dinner. At $23, I think it's worth the
price.
That's
a pretty good value.
But my wine of the week has to be the Bogle at $15. Whoa. Folks, don't miss this one. It's really, really nice. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.